Unfortunately, it is at this moment that our main characters started to die.
What do you mean the drug in the coffee?
Well, I thought I might as well get the process off to a start.
You put the drug in the coffee?
Yes.
But why did you drink it as well?
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
This isn't a particularly helpful development for our story, but luckily for us, the brain takes a little time to die. And time inside even a dying brain is a far more fluid concept than time outside in the filmic display of our lives. Time has passed.
Unfortunately, the process seems to have failed, said Peter, looking at the test results.
What does that mean?
We're dying.
Oh, sorry.
Bugger.
As the blood slowed, the higher functions ceased, and the memes in the brain of Robert and Peter had a final set too.
I can't die, said Robert. I'm the central character.
You've always been dying. The trolls have put you through the ringer again and again.
This is all a bit meta, opined Robert.
And the conversation stopped. The two bodies fell to the floor of the lab. The conversations continued, however, inside their respective heads. Peter thought to himself thusly,
When you're tired, when you do hard physical labour, you don't have the energy to think.
The memes can be silenced. Even though that way of life, the selling of that way of life, is a meme in itself.
But we, the dreamers, we let our memes run free. We let them merge and mingle and evolve inside us. Not for us the grind of nappies and weeing and toilet training. We spread our memes, not our genes. And the trolls. The trolls are the physical embodiment of our memes. Our memes manifest.
Meanwhile, Robert thought to himself thusly.
Fuck!
Robert was dying. It was an irritation to, if not just himself, but also to the author of this story, as without his protagonist, it was all going to be a bit brief. But luckily, he was dying at the end of the story, so he wasn't going to miss much. Peter, too, continued to think, as he lost control of his bladder.
Well, where is he? When is he coming?
But, for all he looked, Peter couldn't see death. No button moulder, no grim reaper. He saw nothing, for death does not exist. But he's a reassuring figure nonetheless. The medieval death was a skeleton thin to the extreme. Should eat more, but good at chess. But the death of the stories isn't in the business of death at all. Death doesn't take life, doesn't end life. However terrifying he might appear, he represents life. A tidy, planned continuation of life. Death doesn't kill, just takes our hand and leads us onto the next thing. He is there to comfort us, feeding us hope that when our bodies die, something continues. But death does not exist. He's a myth. People just die. The motor just stops. And so thinking, Peter died. But, thought Robert, if death does not exist, and life does not continue, where am I now? And how the fuck am I talking to you? I'm not dead yet, I'm just dying. At this moment, dying, but I'm not dead yet. These last seconds seem to have lasted an eternity, and will still yet. And then Robert had a thought.
Bollocks to this. I'm not going to die just yet.
So he didn't. Robert opened his eyes. He was still in his chair, his head back and his neck aching. Only Peter had fallen to the floor, and an old man stood over him.
He's dead, I'm afraid, said the unofficial official. Presumably, you won.
What happened? Robert asked.
Poor Peter. He was a clever boy, but he was a stupid git. He was developing a weapon for us. A simple weapon, really. Weapons-grade troll. It's a suggestion drug. It makes the user open to powerful suggestions.
Unfortunately, he was a bit too sane, so he had a powerful sense of what was real. He believed he was dying, so he died. Stupid git. Did he really have a child? Oh, yes, my lovely girl. He left her. He left her to be with the trolls. And now, not sure this was how it was supposed to end. Are you a troll yourself? Me? No, I'm just a very unofficial official. Nothing more. And you have a memory problem.
I have a memory problem.
Yes, I have a memory problem. You keep forgetting things.
I keep forgetting things.
Yes, I keep forgetting things. Good. Jim will show you out. As Jim led Robert out of the room, he turned to the official.
Will he forget?
I don't know. He's just very suggestive at the moment, so it won't do any harm to reinforce that notion. Robert didn't quite forget everything, but he didn't really remember it either. So much of this narrative could be made up, could be true, could be bollocks. It's hard to tell. The actuality of the trolls troubled him. However much he tried, he couldn't stop thinking about orange penguins. Robert spent a lot of time wondering about the Battle of Wills. Well, who won? The memes in his head asked each other. The memes that Peter worked on lived on, if only via Robert. Some idea of him survives in this story. Not forever, perhaps. Who knows? But beyond Robert, somewhere in a pub, where a single parent would have a drink when the kids were with Gran, the question would be mentioned. You remember that twat? You remember Peter Gitt? People would say. And people would nod and remember, if not always well. Robert, meanwhile, bumbled along. As he approached middle-age, he realized that odds on he would not pass on his genes. Not impossible, just unlikely. So he settled down to pass on some of his memes, the memes that had evolved in his mind, made of old ideas, but reformed into something new. Something hopefully unique. And when it was written, it was to be performed, printed, spread. To infect the world, one mind, or more probably, no one at all. But if you remember some of these words, this experience, then you have continued his memes. You are carriers, surrogate mothers of his children. So be kind to these memories. Remember them well. Tread softly, for you tread on my memes. The end.